How do we communicate like a leader? So first of all, we're going to hit the pain point. We're going to hit that gap, that void. Our objectives for today is to help you avoid that kind of culture as you lead. We want to unpack the problems, the obstacles that potentially arise. But we want to unpack the problems, the obstacles, and what struggles that, you know, they just raise their nasty little monster head when you are trying to communicate. And you start out your morning going, today is going to be awesome, right? You're going to be extraordinary. Like nobody wakes up and thinks, you know, I want to be ordinary today. I'm going to communicate and, you know, be with my less than ordinary kids or spouse or whatever. It's like, no, I want to rock my world. I want to be able to communicate like a leader and move forward. So ask yourself, what skills do I need to work on to be a ninja leader? Like, how am I going to be a master communicator? You just thought of these great leaders, and how then can I be like that? How can I mirror that? And I love what Cheryl just said. The quality of communication dwindles because we're so rushed. And so our dream communication, that hat that we're going to leave today, and we're like, yes, all of a sudden it's 50,000 things going on and we have to make it happen. But how do I create a culture of curiosity, a culture of listening? And that is going to be our bottom line. We simply don't do this enough. How can I develop others and be a better leader and eliminate that dysfunction, eliminate that culture of fear? So I hope you're with me. I hope you're following me. I told you we were going to slay some dragons today, right? Yes, we're all in this. So we are going to communicate like a leader.